As we mentioned earlier, Barack Obama's running mate, veteran Delaware Senator Joe Biden, is preparing today for his convention speech accepting the Democrats' vice presidential nomination. Biden has been in the Senate for decades and is currently the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. He was chosen in part because of his experience in foreign affairs. But how much does that help Obama, and what other strengths does Biden bring to the ticket? Well, here to talk with us about that are two of the program's regular contributors, syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete and Lester Spence, an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Well, a large part of the conversation is making sure the electorate knows who these candidates are. Joe Biden has been a longtime senator. He's run for president more than once. Ruben, let's begin with you. Do Americans really know enough about him?
You know, I don't think they do, and that's part of the problem. If somebody's run for president twice before and had the forum that he had over the last year or so, you would expect that people would know him better. I think it's significant. You know, the Clinton supporters said in arguing that Hillary Clinton should have been the choice, hey, she got 18 million votes and Joe Biden got 2 to 3 million votes. That's a point well taken. It's hard to rebut that. And I think that Biden has problems getting elected president. What remains to be seen in this election is whether that translates into getting elected vice president. He'll benefit from being attached to Barack Obama and the excitement that Obama brings to the effort. But at the same time, you know, excitement is something that Biden by himself has had trouble mustering and generating. Mm-hmm. So it's a very peculiar choice. I think in the long run, it's probably a very good, solid choice. But there are plenty of contrast between these two men.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about that. But Lester, as Ruben mentioned, Joe Biden has run for president twice during his brief run this time around. He said that Barack Obama wasn't ready for the presidency, and Republicans are already using those words in attack ads. But does Biden's experience fill that experience gap that Senator Obama has?
Yes, I think it does. And I also think that his personal experience will give him inroads into the population that Obama's had trouble reaching, white working class voters. And those are voters that if the candidate would have been Clinton or either in the vice presidential spot or the presidential spot, it's not clear that they would have chosen her over McCain.
And Ruben, do you agree with that?
I agree that Clinton, definitely Hillary, brings negatives as well as positives to the effort. And she's an incredibly polarizing figure, but also an exciting figure. And I think the challenge for Biden is to sort of, you know, as you said earlier, let people get to know him in a way that they find interesting and exciting and endearing without necessarily drawing too big of a contrast with his running mate here. I'll give you an example. When George Bush tapped Dick Cheney, people in the long run didn't say, oh, that's good for Bush. He chose somebody with more experience. They said that the ticket was upside down and that maybe Cheney was really running the show. So you're going to have that same sort of dynamic to work through here.
Mm-hmm. How much much really has been made about Biden's quick wit, his propensity to really talk quite a lot, which has brought some foot and mouth moments for him. Will that cause trouble for the campaign? And what do you see as his other weaknesses? Lester, why don't we begin with you? And Ruben, you can chime in here.
Sure. Yeah, I think everybody I've read have talked about his foot and mouth syndrome. I think that's going to be a real challenge for him. I also think that he may actually have trouble reaching Southern voters. I mean, usually when you choose a ticket, or in past when people have chosen tickets, they've looked for regional diversity. They've looked to see particularly, you know, they've looked to get somebody who can get that Southern vote, and it's not clear that he's going to be able to do that. I think those are going to be his biggest challenges, and then if he can manage that, then I think the ticket will be in good stead.
Mm-hmm. Ruben, what about that foot and mouth?
It is a big problem. Mitt Romney, I think I've only agreed with Mitt Romney maybe one or two times in the last, you know, year or so about things he said, but he called Joe Biden an impenetrable thicket of words. And boy, man, that was a perceptive comment. I think that that's exactly what Joe Biden is in many regards. The problem isn't just that Joe Biden goes on and takes too long to get to questions and talks too much. The problem is that he says really dumb things, like when he called Barack Obama bright, articulate, and clean. Okay, and we had this whole discussion about why it's usually not such a good idea to call African Americans or Latinos articulate, mm-hmm. why it sounds condescending. You don't refer to white men as articulate, so, or often. So, you know, that's kind of it. And then also when he went up to, he was talking to a reporter, and he talked about how, oh, you know, there's a lot of Indian Americans. The reporter was Indian, Indo-American, and he said to the reporter, oh, yeah, we have lots of Indian Americans in Delaware. You can't go into a 7-Eleven without bumping into one, right? And so you got to sit him down and think to yourself, is this sort of an Irish Kennedy, an Irish Catholic John Kennedy, or is this an Irish Catholic Archie Bunker? And I'm not altogether sure which it is.
Well,
but
let's
say it's that Archie Bunker guy. I mean, but the thing is, the challenge, so people are talking about his foreign policy expertise, and that's all well and good. But the thing, he's really there to get white working class voters independent voters who've got a great degree of racial resentment. So to that extent, his gaffes aren't going to hurt that population, aren't going to make that population less likely to vote for the ticket.
Going to have to take a short break, and we'll come back to our conversation in a moment and continue our discussion with political science professor Lester Spence and columnist Ruben Navarrete about the choice of Joe Biden for vice president. I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is in Denver this week covering the Democratic National Convention, and we'll hear from her again in just a bit. But right now, we're going to continue with our discussion about Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden with Ruben Navarrete of the San Diego Union-Tribune and CNN.com, and Lester Spence, an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University. Lester, I want to ask you about the message of change that's been key to the Obama campaign. But first, let's hear this clip from Senator Biden from his first speech as the vice presidential candidate when he spoke at the old state capitol in Springfield, Illinois.
Of all my years in the Senate, I have never in my life seen Washington so broken. I've never seen so many dreams denied and so many decisions deferred by politicians who are trying like the devil to escape their responsibility.
Now, obviously, that fits into that change agenda, but is it harder for Biden to make the argument for change when he's been in the Senate for 35 years and more than a decade longer than Republican Senator John McCain?
On one level, it is, but I wouldn't actually expect Biden to try to make that argument. You leave that argument for Obama. Mm-hmm. What Biden's role is in this case is to make the critical attacks against the McCain ticket that Obama can't make, right? So the Republicans have basically depicted the Democrats as cultural elites. What is Biden's job to do is to depict the Republicans, I think accurately in this case, as the economic elites they are. So I would leave the change aspect of that to Obama and just let Biden be the kind of attack dog of the ticket.
Hmm. Ruben, given his experience and his own runs for the White House, how hard is it going to be for Biden to be a number two should Obama be elected?
It will be difficult, but I think that's probably the least of his worries. If he gets elected, if this ticket gets elected, I think the country will be in very good hands. I think that Joe Biden will be a good number two once he gets into the office. The debate is over whether he can get to the office. The debate is over whether somebody who's lost twice and been rejected by voters twice can come forward and get elected to the office, and I'm sure he'd be very capable in serving.
Mm-hmm.
Your question you asked Lester about change, and can you make that argument if you've been in the Senate all along? That's very, very, very good point, and it's very difficult to make that argument. But I'll tell you what, another more difficult argument is, he says Washington is broken. Tell me, who runs the House of Representatives, Democrats? Who runs the Senate, where Joe Biden sits every day? Well, that's Democrats as well. And I know that, for instance, on the immigration debate, it was Democrats and not Republicans in the Senate who broke that debate and who ruined chances for immigration reform. Only people who follow the issue as closely as I do know that. Because there's lots of propaganda to the opposite. But the point here is it's very difficult once you take the reins of power to then turn back and say, well, Washington's broken. Well, gee, pal, did you have a hand in breaking it?
Hmm. Lester,
no, that's not.
Good. Lester, I just want to ask you real quickly whether or not the Joe Biden selection, what kind of impact that has for John McCain in his selection of a running mate?
That's an excellent question. I think McCain's challenge is going to be to choose somebody who actually exhibits the competency that, to be honest, McCain himself has not actually exhibited, right? So you've got somebody who can't really figure out the difference between Sunni and Shia, doesn't know anything about the internet, you know, doesn't know how many houses he has. When Barack Obama chooses somebody with the experience, and this is where experience does matter, mm-hmm. chooses somebody with the experience and competency that Biden has, McCain is really going to have to find somebody who's competent enough to shore up his negatives.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Lester. We'll actually see soon what McCain does. Thank you so much. Lester Spence, an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University. He joined us from member station WYPR in Baltimore. And Ruben Navarrete, a columnist for the San Diego Union-Tribune and CNN.com. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.